Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 8, 2016, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Would you please call the roll?
Ms. Barnett?
Here.
Ms. Lapode?
Here.
Mr. Tickton?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
And Mayor Allen Puckett?
Here. We have the pleasure tonight to swear in to council people. I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I just didn't get... I guess I'm not called until I've been sworn in.
Right.
Okay.
We have the pleasure of swearing in to new council people. Well, actually, one new but former council person, Michael Hamilton, and Councilmember Peggy Malkin, who, as you're aware, has previously been here. So would you kindly administer the oath?
I would. I guess we can do it separately.
We can do it together.
You want to do it together?
That's fine.
Okay. All right, if you both rise, please, and raise your right hand. We'll start by saying aye and then stating your name.
I, Peggy Malkin.
I, Michael Hamilton.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm
that I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution
of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the
and the Constitution. I tried to do it in stereo.
Yes. You can.
Yes. Okay, let's do it that way.
All right, then I'll start over. So there's no question about legality.
All right, okay.
All right.
It's so a do-over.
Again, we'll start
I
and then
Malkin.
Say your name.
I'm Mike Hamilton.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of New Jersey.
Of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith.
And that I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments.
And to the governments.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And
that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of the office of council person.
Of the office of council person.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Definition, they are included in the roll call. Okay. The first order of business is the nomination and election of council president. This is where the council members elect the council president for the next year, 2017. Mr. Tickton.
Let's nominate Stacey Bona.
Second.
I'd like to place into nomination Peggy Malkin.
Okay. I'll second it.
Okay. Normally, it's the most senior person who has never been president, which would be Ms. Bona, but it's up to you folks. You guys want to discuss it for a little bit? Present why
well,
you think each of these people should...
Is that the statute?
No, not at all. I just said
I'll
that
tell you the statute if you want.
Sure.
It says that at its annual meeting, the council shall, by a vote of a majority of its number, elect the president of the council, who shall preside at all meetings when the mayor does not preside. The president of the council shall hold office for 1 year, and until the next annual meeting, he shall have the right, says he, it should be gender neutral, shall have the right to debate and vote on all questions before the council. If the council fails to elect the president at the annual meeting, the mayor shall appoint the president from the council. And in that case, no confirmation by the council shall be necessary. So the way it's usually done when you have two nominations, although you can do it any way you want, is that you you vote on them in order that the nominations were made. In the alternative, you could simply have one vote where the person says, each individual council person says the name of the person they want to vote for.
All right, so why don't we do it this simple?
Okay. It's okay. You, Stacy, can have it. It's fine. You know, I always want to be president in case someone gets married while you're not here.
Okay.
It's fine.
Well, can we make sure that neither of us is here if somebody gets married?
Well, in that case, I'll withdraw my nomination just to clear the floor for Ms. Bowman.
Okay.
And I'll withdraw my second.
Thank you, folks. I guess we'll do a roll.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Lapode?
Yes.
Ms. Malkin?
Yes.
Mr. Ticton?
Yes.
And Mr. Chamel?
Yes.
Congratulations. Yeah. Yes, congratulations if you won, even if you didn't. Okay, just a very quick, we added some names near the end, and the process is that I appoint in the council advises and consents. So technically, I have to appoint local registrar of vital statistics as Kathleen Hart. She's had that position for, I think, 10 years. Deputy borough clerk, Kelly Tyers. Borough historian, which is not ruled on by the council, Michael Ticton. So we now come to public comment for the consent agenda. There is one change I would like to point out. I don't know if you guys want to pull it or just if we made it in the actual document. April Sook resigned as OEM this morning, so we moved, appointed Kelly Tyers, who was the deputy OEM, to be the OEM, and Mr. Sam Lopez to be the deputy OEM. I believe that's resolution 1704. So if you want to pull it and vote on it separately, or you want to include it as modified. It previously said April Sook as OEM and Kelly Tyers as deputy OEM, which is what we've had previously.
Is there any discussion that's necessary on it?
No, that's what I'm asking. If somebody wants to pull it.
It seems simpler just to replace the name if Kelly's willing to do it.
Yeah, I've already commented to it. All right, so we come to public comment on the consent agenda. Do we have any public comment on the consent agenda? There being none, do I have a motion on the consent agenda?
I'd like to make a motion to pull some items from the consent agenda so they're not voted on en masse.
Sure.
And that's to pull resolution 1705, 06, 07, 08, 09,
hang on.
And 10. So make it easy, 5 through 10.
Okay, thank
yeah.
you.
And the reason is that these all involve contracts, and if I'm correct, I think we're also approving the contracts.
I don't have a problem with them being pulled.
Yeah, so it's just to review the contracts with the newly constituted council and to make sure that we have everything in there that we want.
Sure.
In there, yeah. So.
And I think that also includes 1720.
Okay, do I have a motion on the consent agenda? We'll accept with respect to 1705 through 1710 and 1720.
I move the consent agenda as so modified.
Second.
Would you please call the roll?
Ms. Bonner?
Aye.
Mr. Hamilton?
Aye.
Ms. Lapode?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Ticton?
Aye.
Mr. Chamel?
Yes.
Okay, so, Michael? I'm sorry. Councilmember Hamilton. So I can't do Michael anymore, can I?
It's okay. That's right. You can if you want to. That's true.
Yes. You both look up. That's why I'm exactly that way.
Yeah, so maybe we ought to be on opposite sides of the table. We'll know.
Well, as in the past, I think we did Mike and Michael.
However you want
to. I'll screw it up, so whatever. Okay. 1705.
Well, okay.
So we have to make I guess we have to make a motion in a second to introduce each one for discussion.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably. So do I have a motion to introduce 1705?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Okay. One of the things that I'm looking at is that there is a contract for legal services, and we've ran up some significant bills this year, I believe, approaching $80,000. that's a lot of money historically for the borough to spend for legal services. I'd like to look at the contract and see if we can put in some protective features in the contract to preserve the public interest and to make sure that legal services and the cost of legal services are managed and regulated appropriately, because I think it's in the public's best interest to do that, to manage their money effectively. And so I think if we're talking about those kinds of things, unless it's in a contract, it's really not going to have any teeth. And, you know, so that's one of the reasons for wanting to look at that. And I think it would allow the newly constituted council to discuss these issues in administration and in the various committees, and to look at ways that we can improve on the contracts to make sure that they're in the best interest of our citizens and our taxpayers. I haven't had a chance to review the contracts. They weren't included as part of my original packet. I've seen a few of them just briefly, but I haven't had a chance to really review it and discuss it with the council. So I think what I would like to see is us to delay until the next meeting, which I believe is the 23rd. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Our next action meeting.
Our next action meeting immediately follows this.
Yeah, just to extend these existing contracts until the next meeting, where we can have some substantive discussions about the particular positions and what might be included in the contracts.
I would point out that Mr. Shackley's original contract was for $80,000. You said that fee is substantially in excess of what we've paid in the last couple of years. Actually, I think through the litigation, we have paid substantially more than that in the last couple of years. I get your point.
Yeah.
I want to go through these because we're going to have to vote on them. And then I have a procedural question, which is whether we can avoid voting on these, because this is the reorganization meeting. And
right.
While I understand you haven't had a chance to go through the contracts.
Well, I haven't been provided with the contract, so I didn't have a choice. And also, I don't believe there's any...
There wasn't a fault thing. I was just saying...
Okay. I'm not suggesting there is. But I think it would be in the best interest of everyone if we had a good chance to review it and to discuss all the contracted positions.
Is there any reason why we could not extend it until...
Well, that's what I'm asking.
You could. You could. And those persons that are... I mean, it normally reads in such a way that... it is a one-year term. You can extend it, though, now and not vote on the contracts, and we'd be considered holdovers.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right.
But that's for anyone who's not being initially appointed, because they wouldn't be holdovers.
Right. That brings us down to 1720.
Well,
just double check.
So do I need to make that motion on 1705, or are we ready for a vote on that?
Well, I need to know what we're doing with 1720.
Okay.
Well, can we do that one thing that's on 1720 may be different, because it's not a contract. It's an appointment.
1720 is a contract.
It's
pursuant to an employment contract.
Discuss that. Yeah.
Okay.
Could we move 1705 since we just discussed
it? But I wanted to discuss the actual.
I'm sorry.
Could we move on 1705 because we just
1705 through 1710?
Yeah, you're really asking about all of them.
Yeah, it's essentially the same rationale.
Right.
Wanting to really look closely at the contracts and how we regulate these firms. It's a significant amount of expense. I think with R3M, we're talking about $100,000 in authorizations, and for the borough attorney, we're talking about
$80,000.
Yeah, $80,000, so it's a lot of money.
Okay, all I'm suggesting is, actually, let me suggest this is a possibility. Withdraw your motion on 1705. Make a motion on 1705 through 1710. Figure out what to do with 1720, or let's figure that out first, and let's just do them all at once. You don't have to go through the same explanation over and over again.
No.
Right.
I don't have a problem with doing that. Peggy, do you have a problem with doing that and separating out 1720 from...
No.
Right, there's no extension, but there's no existing contracts.
Right, that's
right.
The problem.
That's
right.
Right.
Which
right.
means
so
we don't have a problem.
Through 1710
yeah.
should be one unit.
Okay. All right, so that we have a motion, we have a second, right?
Yep.
Okay. Second. Call a vote, please, on... tabling 1705 through 1710 through the next meeting.
And extending the existing contracts.
and extending the existing contracts. Good point, thank you.
And the next meeting is the 23rd?
Right.
I believe so.
Okay.
Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Hamilton?
Aye.
Ms. Lapode?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickton?
Aye.
Mr. Kamel?
Aye.
Okay. Ken? Okay, so let's talk about 17-20. Can I get a motion on 17-20 for discussion?
Move 17-20, appointing borough clerk for discussion.
Second.
Okay. So, we appointed the borough clerk, advice and consent of the Senate, et cetera, et cetera. We are currently without a borough clerk, although we do have a deputy. The contract provides for a term of 3 years, which is required by law. It requires her to be here 12 and a half hours and to be available during the day. It also requires that she is the, to be available during the day. We're proposing changing the hours of the borough hall so that she comes in towards the end of the day to assist, which seems to be a much better system for everybody. And allows us to keep the borough hall open for a couple of days. The amount of money that we're paying is $20,000. The prior contract was $35,000. It otherwise pretty well matches the prior contract.
Well, Doctor, could you... I have a few questions, and Kathleen, you have to know this is absolutely not about you. It's procedural questions. Okay, so who appointed Kathleen Hart?
The administration committee and the mayor met with Kathleen. We interviewed her. We had a number of discussions. We proposed it, brought her in. She helped with this this meeting, getting documents together.
But why wasn't she brought before the council?
Because
generally, when someone is hired as borough clerk or deputy borough clerk, they're presented to the council, can ask questions.
I don't think there was any secret about who it was.
Oh, there was. When we asked, we were not told. We were told that we didn't want to say at that point. And we knew nothing about who was being appointed until we got this agenda signed by Kathleen Hart. We were never told. When we asked who was being interviewed, they said they didn't want to say.
They didn't want to say until we had a confirmation that it was generally accepted that she would be taking the position. Yeah, because if
we weren't included in any, in other words, every time someone has been appointed to the borough, acting borough clerk, deputy clerk, they've come before the council for sort of a quasi introduction and interview. The council was kept completely out of the loop.
Kathleen Hart has been our registrar for
many,
many years,
but not the clerk.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, where were the steps that she would have come before the council so we could meet her?
Well, she's here. If you'd like to ask her questions, feel free.
No, I'm talking about before the actual appointment tonight. That's how it's always been done in the past.
I'm not sure that's correct, but it was done through the administration committee appointed by the mayor, and we're seeking advice and consent of the council. If you'd like to ask her questions, you're more than...
No,
this is meeting.
No, before the meeting... Before the appointment night, generally people were brought before the council for us to sort of meet them and if we had any questions.
I'm not sure that's always true, but okay.
Well,
nonetheless, so we are here.
I'm just questioning the procedure. Yeah. The way
I think that would be a good procedure going forward that we do that.
Had we had the opportunity to be assured that she was going to be here and was not going to lose another job, and had we not had other issues going on with our existing clerk, that would have been the best way to go. I agree.
What were the other issues?
Can't discuss those, Mike. I mean, other than the fact that she was getting a new job effective January.
She didn't know that at first.
No, but we had a pretty good idea.
Well, she applied. She didn't know. And it was determined that she would not continue before anyone here was aware that she applied for another job.
Actually, that's incorrect.
Well,
but
not according to the clerk, but I just think that
according to her mayor, it was incorrect. So let's back up, okay? I don't see any purpose in rehashing what happened with the prior clerk. She has a great job. She's quite happy.
No, that's true. You brought her up. Well, I'm only questioning the fact that the council was kept out of the loop as to who was going to be appointed borough clerk. We were not permitted to know the names of the people that were being considered for possibilities. And then we were not told that, oh, yes, we offered it to Kathleen Hart, and she accepted. She'll be providing the agenda for the reorganization meeting, and you will meet her that night, or she will be, that will be her first official night. We're completely kept out of the loop until we receive the agenda.
I'm sorry, let's be clear. You asked us in a... You asked us in a public meeting to disclose the names of the persons we were interviewing. Did you not?
I also
and I said
we cannot
discuss that. I don't remember any question privately from you after the meeting.
I discussed it with some of the administration. You're not on
okay.
administration. The administration people who said they had someone they were interviewing the next day. I said, who? They didn't want to say.
Okay. I'm not sure what you want me to do about that.
Might I just ask a question?
Sure.
Is it improper for members of the council to know who is being considered for a clerk?
It is not improper for them to know as long as it's kept confidential, depending on the circumstances, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But we were not afforded that opportunity to keep it confidential.
Well, okay, so I hear you. Well, now we are...
I'm not trying to continue this kind of two-way discussion here.
Thank you.
But nevertheless... I do think that it is important because it's about process and the way that we do things here in general. It's not about this particular position or what happened here, but in general it's about the way that this public body conducts itself. Mm-hmm. And I think it ought to be as transparent as is legally allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Not as transparent as we have to be, but as transparent as we can be without violating the law. I don't know of any legal thing that says you can't say who's coming in for interviews for a particular position. It doesn't violate, you're not talking about any employee's performance or any, I don't see where that's a violation of any sort.
I would respectfully disagree with you that it is appropriate to announce that somebody is coming in for a job interview when in fact they are working elsewhere. I think it is inappropriate, certainly for them, and I do think it is appropriate if anybody asks on the council to be told who it is.
Right.
But I don't think that announcing it in a public meeting is the appropriate way to go.
But when I think council members ought to be entitled to that because, yes. as far as I understand, we're all equal in power when we're here. Nobody has any special status. So to have some council members aware of who the nominee is, to say, come to the meeting, we're going to appoint this person, and to have other ones excluded is not only not fair, it doesn't represent the public, because the public elected us to represent them. And so I think that any... Just allow me to finish.
No, I'm
sorry, I know that...
No, I'm just thinking
there's
about...
There's a lot of business here to conduct, and I'm respectful of that, having done it before.
Would you give me 1 second? Who is now council president? You. Congratulations. Would you chair this meeting for a moment?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. You okay?
No, I'm fine.
Let's take part in the discussion.
Oh, good. Okay, got it. Okay. Okay.
You switch on the power now?
Sure, I'll switch.
Okay.
Since we seem to be getting into a little debate, and I'm the chair, it's appropriate for me to... The council president said...
Continue.
Please.
I don't want to continue too far, too long. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. You have to call on people.
Can I break in here and just ask what just happened?
Yes. I'm chairing the meeting. This discussion is becoming a little bit of a debate.
Yeah.
It's inappropriate for me to sit as the chair, have the debate, so I'm simply stepping off his chair for the moment. So I can respond to Mike.
Yeah, and I think it makes a lot of sense, and I commend Jeff for doing that, because once you get personally involved in a discussion, it's not good, because then it's not about public policy. It's about other issues that may be below the surface. So
right.
I respect that you did that.
Okay. Anyway, you were speaking, so I'm...
I was, but I think I said quite enough, and I think you understand where I'm going with it, that I think we're all entitled to the same information in real time, including who's being interviewed, what's going on in committees, what discussions are occurring in committees, because, you know, we're a member of this public body with equal amounts of power, all of us. And I think the power becomes unequalized when certain members are given a lot of information and a lot of authority and other members aren't. Now, I know we can argue, you know, from now to eternity that, well, then why didn't you ask the right questions? But I think information should be forthcoming. I think, you know, if you're gonna do this kind of thing, the committee chair should report to all the council members. This is what we've discussed in committee, and this is what we think ought to be done. And I just think that's fair all around, that kind of information ought to be conveyed equally. And that's really all I have to say on it.
Stacy, might I add to that?
No. I believe that we're having a discussion. I was asked a question. I'd like to respond to it.
All right. Sorry.
Well, I'm not sure. Did I ask you that question?
Okay, I just made a statement. I would like to respond. Yeah. That's obviously why I stepped down from the
chair.
Sure. Okay. There's two implications from your statements. Okay? Implication number one is that information should flow as freely as possible among the council. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. The second intimation is that, to put it bluntly, there are cabals or secrets. And I think what is more accurate to say is this is a small town, that the people who volunteer on the council volunteer in various committees. Many of them work very hard doing that. You have an administration committee who was dealing, obviously, with at least two things at the same time, both of which were contentious. They did their interviews. They did what they had to do. They reported that's what they were doing. They didn't give blow-by-blow descriptions of who they were interviewing and when. I think the appropriate answer probably when Peggy asked who were you interviewing would have been Kathleen Hart. To the extent that I was involved in any way in appearing to hide that information, sorry, that was certainly not the intent. But a lot of stuff goes on between the meetings. Certainly utilities, as you're aware, and as Joe was certainly aware, stuff happens, and people respond, and then they report at the next meeting. Our prior discussions with the prior clerk, which involved a number of issues, were not that clear up until the middle of last month. We weren't quite sure whether Ms. Hart was going to accept the position. I nominated her, which is my job, and I am bringing her before the council to confirm. You are welcome to ask her any questions. The intent was not to hide. That's who we're talking about. I mean, Kathleen has worked with us for 10 years and is in the adjoining town.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as if she wasn't a good candidate or there was some reason to hide her.
Well, let me just make it clear that if I thought you were having secrets, I would say that.
Yes,
and I would be very clear about it. Mm-hmm. And I would say this is not a secretive government. And you've heard me say things like that before.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't trying to make those allegations. I'm just trying to suggest that we set the tenor and the tone for how decisions are made on this public body mm-hmm. by doing it in the right way. And my opinion, my own personal opinion, is the right way. If you can't give an extensive report, I understand that. There's a lot happening, certainly if you're mayor. There's even more happening because you're at the hub of everything, and all the communications are coming through you. So I certainly don't put it on you to necessarily do that. But I don't see why the committee chairs couldn't say and CC all the council members, by the way, we're interviewing the following candidates, any suggestions or inputs.
Well, that's
my opinion.
That I am afraid of. Yeah. And the reason I'm afraid of that is, no, so we're clear.
Yeah.
Okay. If we can set the guidelines and perhaps, once we get this contract approved, we sit down with our council and set the guidelines on how information gets transmitted by email, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
And I have from time to time sent out emails that said, I want you guys to know this. don't reply to me.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Because once you have a discussion, obviously we have a we have an Oprah problem.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Now, and I think that would be productive to have that discussion with our legal counsel about
okay.
that. And also that the legal counsel's opinions, I think, ought to be shared with every member of the council, every member of the public body. And I'm not saying they're secrets, again, but I'm saying that sometimes...
Sometimes they are.
Sometimes they are, but I think
okay.
they always should be. And
I don't see a
reason why they shouldn't be, unless you have another reason.
Yes. There are legal reasons why some of those conversations take place in private, though it may come out later.
What are they?
Questions of legality.
Such as?
Questions of actions by council people. Whether they fit within certain categories, and if the answer is no, then conversation's over. If it's yes, then obviously you're not going to have that conversation with the person. There are a number of things which eventually become public, which are the initial conversation.
Well, I've never experienced that in my 4 years as mayor. Unfortunately, you perceive things that way. But I don't want to get into this. I think we have a lot of business on the agenda.
Oh, we do.
I think I've made my point
okay.
clearly.
And I think before I go back, Joe wanted to say something.
Should Stacy call on me, or should you?
Stacy at this point.
Hi, Stacy. So when I came over here the night that you were interviewing Kathy, right, and you told me to go home, you could have introduced me to her and told me that it was confidential, and I would have kept the confidence. I just want you to know that it's just the way I am. So I was just told to go home. There was only the two of us and her here. So it wasn't a quorum or anything like that. So I thought that since I was on the council that I could be privy to, you know, helping the committee out or whatever.
Joe, let's be clear about what happened.
All right.
Okay? There was a meeting set up with two members of the
administration committee
and me
mm-hmm.
to meet with Kathleen Hart.
Okay.
You came in and you said, I'm here for the meeting. Peggy told me to come to the meeting because she can't. And my response was, that would be four people. You can't do that.
Okay, I understand that.
Okay.
My point is there were only two of us officials there,
right.
and Kathy, and you could have said that and said, and by the way, this is the person I'm interviewing. Keep it confidential. And I would have respected that. That's the way
okay.
I am.
In fairness, I thought you knew. So. Okay.
Well, how would
you
know?
Okay.
Would
none
Peggy? Of us know?
All right, that's sure. my point. So
yes.
thank you
right.
very much.
Thank you all for your comments.
Okay.
And thank you for your first experience sharing a contentious meeting. So thank you.
Okay. Turning back to Resolution 17-20. We currently do not have a borough clerk. Ms. Hart is here. I've explained the terms of the contract. The 3 years is required by law. The rate is, because we're not paying another town, which then has other expenses, is less. The contract's actually here. Are there any questions?
Could we have copies of that contract?
They're in your packet.
Right after 1720, attached to 1720.
Okay.
And just to note, I would implore all of you, you all have borough email addresses. For legal and other reasons, please use them. If you have a problem with them, let me know.
I'm just going to say that they'll be for information coming into me only. I'm not going to use them for outgoing email, nor am I going to use other email services to communicate. I prefer to communicate directly at meetings, public meetings. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of me responding to what's going on at the meetings.
Well, Mike, with all due respect, you just asked if we could send out a series of emails to each other.
Yeah.
And I'm saying please just use your Roosevelt.
NJ.org. And I will to send out committee reports or that kind of thing.
That's fine. Anything having to do with borough business. Otherwise, your personal business, don't care.
Yeah. I'd like a couple minutes just to take a look at this contract.
Sure.
So you give this a little bit of leeway here.
But just to confirm, Joe, you also got your email information?
Yeah, I didn't print it all out because I was 58 pages and...
No. I sent you a new email address.
Yeah.
From LS.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I have questions about the server and access also, but I guess that'll be later. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
is there anything in here about the hour? About
yeah, that's what I was just about to ask.
About the hours that, of working later day hours, because I think that was an excellent suggestion, by the way, that you made.
It doesn't specify the hours because we want some flexibility.
Okay.
This appears to be what works best, but I think we wanted to try it for a little while and see if maybe okay. some days. It's also guided by, remember, the fact that she's also working for Millstone,
yeah, right.
deputy clerk, so
yeah.
Unless she comes in at 7 o'clock in the morning. But I will tell you.
She doesn't look like a morning person by the head nod.
And I will tell you that the 8 to 10 thing
yeah.
Could have worked out better. I think everybody concluded evening would be better. But
yeah, that's good. How does that sit with you?
Evening is better.
Okay, good.
But did you say that the actual Borough Hall hours may change or just the clerk's hours?
Well, Borough Hall's hours. So you would have. So the idea is that she would come in from, Kathleen would come in from, I think it's 4:30 to 6:30, I may be off a little bit, on many days. That would give her and Ms. Tyers the opportunity to sit down quietly and go through the stuff that came through during the day. One of the problems with morning is that you've started getting a lot of phone calls and interruptions. It's very difficult to do that transition. But since they are going to be here a number of evenings, we thought, well, gee, wouldn't it be great if we could at least one night a week keep the Borough Hall open until 6:30, because right now our hours are pretty much 8:30 to 4:30, and anybody who has a normal job has a hard time getting here. So it just seemed like a confluence of events.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I know some members of the public have talked about working late hours, or and a lot of people, you know, have to do that. So making it more accessible to them is great.
Yeah, and there are hours like Tuesday when we have the zoning people in here.
Yeah,
they're in here anyway, and I always feel more comfortable if it's dark if we have a bunch of people here. So maybe it becomes Tuesday, and then you can come in, do your zoning, do whatever.
Were there any
I just wish once again that we had all been included that discussion of possibly changing Borough Hall hours and.
But that hasn't happened. I'm actually bringing it up
okay.
for the first time, so that people can consider it and discuss it.
Okay.
Okay. And on a question, Jeff. Says the minimum salary is $20,000, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just as a question, I see 25 resolutions here, but then I see a separate agenda, and then it's got ordinances on it.
I'm sorry?
The regular meeting. This is the reorg.
It's followed by the regular meeting.
And then
meeting.
When this is
also
over?
After this is over, then
right.
I'll go.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, they're separate
okay.
meeting.
Well, the first thing I saw here was the salary range.
Because our statute, the ordinance that we have for salary says that the borough clerk shall be paid between $25,000 and $65,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ms. Hart has suggested that she's quite happy to take a $5,000 immediate raise. But we thought that perhaps it was better to lower the lower limit and keep her at 20.
Okay, so the contract says 20, but the ordinance says a range.
The ordinance?
Yeah.
Yes. By law, we have an ordinance that gives us the minimum and the maximum. Right now, the minimum is 25. That contract that you're looking at is 20.
Mm-hmm.
So
if it goes up from there, it'll come before the council?
Yeah.
Okay.
Were there any significant changes made in this contract where it differs from the prior contract, other than obviously the payment?
Well,
it's a whole different form.
Yeah, it's a whole different form, and the reason is that the last contract was a shared service with Hightstown.
Right. Okay.
So the basic terms are the except for the pay are the same.
Was there any thoughts about why not do another shared services agreement for that position?
Yes, there were. One, it's more expensive. Two, it would have taken us more time. And three, we had asked Ms. Hart what her preference was.
Okay.
Well, so it's a de facto shared service because she's working part-time for Millstone.
Yeah,
part-time.
Right.
So either way, you got to question which is the most economic.
It also would have been more expensive as it was with Hightstown because of the overhead costs
right.
that Hightstown attributed to it.
Right,
just
finished reviewing.
Deciding how to go forward. Do we have a movement for question and a second on 1720?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just want to know where we are.
Can I just ask a question? I know we already approved the others. The appointment of Kelly as deputy borough clerk.
Mm-hmm.
So is she not? Is the difference between last year and this year? Last year she was acting, and this year is it because we didn't appoint her as deputy clerk last January?
Well, she was. She became deputy borough clerk by how should we call it? Dint of fact. In other words, we lost our clerk, then we lost our second clerk,
right,
and then okay. And so she has been acting as deputy borough clerk. From time to time, she was acting borough clerk. When we had a meeting and our borough clerk was not here, we would take an action. I'm not sure that deputy borough clerk is something that is advice and consent, but if you have a question about it, we can. Well, we've already approved it, so.
Yeah, I just note, I think I thought, when I saw the ad, I thought it was acting, so I'm just wondering what changed that.
We were just clarifying that we couldn't find the moving resolution, so we said, all right, let's just do a resolution.
Okay.
Call the question.
Everybody. Okay. As Malcolm, are you ready?
Yes.
Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And please call the vote.
Aye.
Mr. Hamilton?
Aye.
Ms. Lapode?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tecton?
Aye.
Mr. Chernoff?
Aye.
Congratulations.
I just said you'll live through it. Okay, so now we go to other resolutions. 17-24, appointing council members to serve as representatives to the various boards and committees of the borough. These are. Let's see. I'm going to switch gears here. Apologies, folks. There's a lot of stuff going on around here. Okay. So the council is now going to recommend who they want to have represent them in the Roosevelt Senior Organization, the Environmental Commission, the Board of Education, and the Recreation Department.
Planning Board.
Because I think Planning Board.
We elect the Planning Board
representative. That's later.
Okay.
Where is that? What resolution?
That's the mayor's, or the council, it's up here, yes.
1724.
Okay.
1724, and there is no planning board on that.
Right. It's on the
agenda.
Page 3 of the agenda.
Okay. However, instead of going to what we're not voting on, I would ask for a motion to start the discussion on 1724.
So moved.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. So let's start with, does anybody want to serve as representative to the Roosevelt Senior Organization? Why are you pointing at Michael?
I'm the most senior person. Okay, I will.
Well, I
can do it.
I thought you were going on environmental. You know?
I would be happy to, certainly.
Well, Michael has had a lot of experience being on the Solar Village Board and doing a wonderful job there as president.
Okay, happy to do it.
Yeah, I'd like to see you there.
Sure.
Just trying to give him what he wants. So, Roosevelt Environmental Commission. If anybody who's volunteering to be on the Roosevelt Environment as the council representative to the Environmental Commission.
Can I say, I would love to do it, but I need a month or two to settle into this council job here. I don't know how far I can stretch myself.
Hey, tell me, you give him a month before you hit him?
I can continue.
She'll continue.
Okay. Ready.
Okay, so Stacy has volunteered to continue until such time as you're ready. And
maybe
thank you.
Figure my back out and stuff like that.
How much stream cleaning are you willing to do?
Not right now.
Not right. He has waiters. I just want to tell you that I
he knows
about
I have waiters.
The screen behind my house, so I think eventually he'll get around to it.
When it warms up again, I will.
Yep. He doesn't look like it, but he's a Russian hacker. Okay. Representative to the Board of Education. All right, we'll go on to the next one and come back. How about to the Recreation Department? Volunteers to the Board of Education. Okay. And I will try to show up to some of those meetings.
Huh? Could you do the Board of Education? Or?
I can stop into the meetings, but I can't be the council rep.
Just
okay, so I think where we are, correct me if I'm wrong, is we have a motion and a second on Resolution 17-24. Appointing Mr. Tickton as representative to the senior organization, Ms. Bona, who shall continue as representative to the Environmental Committee, Ms. Malkin as recreation coordinator or representative, and we'll have to figure out Board of Education. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Would you please call the roll?
Okay. Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Yes.
Ms. Lapodi?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickton?
Aye.
Mr. Tremell?
Aye.
Now move to Resolution 17-25, appointment of a representative and alternate representative to the Monmouth County Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, where Mr. Tickton has volunteered earlier today to do that. Still on? Okay. And this only has one person on here, so can I have a motion?
And an alternate as well, if we can get an alternate. It doesn't have to be a council member.
I'll be alternate again.
Did Mr. Clark do that in the past? Or?
I've done it in the past.
Are you interested in doing it now? I just want to make sure I identify the right person before I ask the question.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Sponsor said she would do it.
Okay, great.
I can do it again.
And by the way, thank you for doing it in the past. So, can I get a motion on 17-25 with Mr. Tickton as the representative and Ms. Bona as the alternate?
So moved. Second.
Please call the roll.
Aye.
Mr. Hamilton?
Aye.
Ms. Lapodi?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickton?
Aye.
Mr. Tremell?
Aye.
Okay. We now move to appointments of council committees. This is where the council decides who is going to be on which committee, those committees generally being, we didn't put it on our list here, did we? Okay, environmental health and safety, all those committees. Okay, so, we do, okay, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, administration, utilities, public works, community development and code enforcement, environmental and finance. I had sent out a proposal to the council, asked them to take a look at it, see if it was something they liked or wanted to change it around. It's their decision. Does somebody want to move committees in some way or
may
form.
I please? Huh? It's a very colorful proposal, by the way. Thank you.
See, it's the only way to keep track of.
Okay.
You got to count. Trust
it was,
me, it's
I
not
was
that.
Impressed.
Thank you.
I was impressed. It was very pretty. Okay.
If you don't pull it over by color, every council person has to be a chair of one committee and be on two others. And if you don't color code their names and sort of drag them over, you tend to end up with extra holes, extra members. It's a mess.
No, it was very pretty.
Now
so
I see
very
that.
Pretty,
now I see that. Okay, it makes all
so
the sense.
Do I have a motion on the colorful or an altered, non-colorful?
I would like to see Michael Hamilton on the administration committee. He's been on the council. He's been mayor. He's very good at that sort of stuff.
I'm sorry. We need a motion and a second. Who moved?
Joe moved the first.
Okay. Do we have a second to start discussion?
I'll
okay.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm the only person who didn't bring my colorful copy. Does anybody have one?
I only have a black and white copy.
Oh, it has to be in color.
Yes, please. I apologize, folks. It was the one piece of paper I didn't bring.
I didn't bring my iPad.
Is there anyone else who'd be willing to change? We can do this.
Are we waiting for...
Well, she's getting the printout because nobody else brought it out. I was going to suggest, do we want to move to the planning board?
Oh, sure.
I know, we have to withdraw.
Okay.
Joe?
Sure.
I'm sorry, can I get you to withdraw your motion? We'll go to council members' appointment on the planning board and then come back?
Oh, sure, if you
just
like.
Just because we have a lot to...
Yeah.
Okay. So, Joe's withdrawn his motion. Okay. And who did the second?
I'll withdraw myself.
Okay, thank you. Council members' appointment to the planning board. One of you folks has to go to the planning board. That would be, well, Mr. Tipton, I was hoping you were going to be mayor's alternate.
Yeah, I'd like to continue.
Okay.
I'd like to second that nomination as well.
Okay, yes. So we have a motion for Peggy Malcolm as the planning board representative.
So I did.
That was made by Michael Tipton.
I said.
Remember, I and me is not necessarily familiar to Ms. Hart yet. So yeah. If you could say your name, that would be great.
Michael and Mike.
Michael.
Michael and Tipton.
Tipton and him.
No.
I used to be Joe.
I made a motion.
Oh, are you?
All right. Now,
Mike.
We had a motion to have Peggy Malkin as the council representative to the planning board. Can we get is there any discussion at the table?
No.
Can we get a roll call, please?
Okay. Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Hamilton?
Aye.
Ms. Lapode?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tipton?
Aye.
Mr. Trammell?
Aye.
I'm going to continue with mayor's appointment to the planning board. Mr. Connors, Mark Connors, is currently an alternate one.
Not planning. You're talking about to the planning board.
Planning
what
board.
Position?
Yes.
Class 4.
Class 4.
Yes. He's currently alternate one.
Okay.
All right. Replacing Nancy Warnick. I want to thank Nancy for her many years of service. I want to thank Mr. Connors, who I couldn't reach today, for his planned service. Same meetings. But are you okay with this?
What's the term of the class 4?
It is 2 or 3 years.
It's 3 years, but I think Nancy only has 2.
Okay.
And
that's
Nancy. No, Nancy's expires. It's
4 years. 4 years.
So it's 4 years.
Nancy's
Well, Nancy's term expires.
Well,
yeah, we don't.
Yeah.
So just so the public understands, that's a public official who is. What position is that specifically as required by
alternate
law?
Alternate or
he is a class 4.
Other citizens of the municipalities to be appointed by the mayor.
Okay. Yeah, good.
Okay.
Yep.
Donna Taylor.
Two is the public official, 3 is the councilman.
Got it. Okay.
One is the mayor.
Yeah, I just needed a refresher course on that.
Donna Taylor is borough official, which I believe is 4. I didn't write that
right.
One down.
Right.
Ed Gertzman is alternate 2.
Yeah.
He was alternate 4.
Borough official is a 1-year appointment.
Yes.
Right.
That's
which would have expired. Mr. Tipton is mayor's alternate.
Right.
Okay. Appointments to the Environmental Commission. Oh, you want to?
So do we need to vote?
No, we don't do a roll call.
Can I just ask another question? Are there any other open positions, either alternate?
There are 2 alternates.
Which alternate positions are they?
Please stop.
Second alternate, first? I know it's difficult.
I remember doing that. I think
I'm
it's
sorry,
third,
Jeff.
Fourth. I'd have to look it up for you, Mike.
Is there a couple openings?
Yeah,
or
there's 2 alternates. So you had Ed Gertzman was alternate 4. I just moved him to 2, so I've got at least 1 alternate 4.
I was alternate 3.
You were alternate 3? Okay, so alternate 3 and 4.
Yeah, it's difficult to track all these things because they're moving pieces and the terms. You need to remember what the terms are and when they expire. And
I just need to write them down.
You need a spreadsheet, yeah. For
that. Well, I had one when I did this, but I didn't think anybody would ask.
And colors.
Just the committees. All right, so I might as well just go through appointments to the Environmental Commission. Reappointing Eitan Grunwald for a 3-year term as a regular member, ending 12/31/19. I don't think I appoint you. Do I appoint you as chair? Yeah, I appoint you as chair for the 2017 year. And I want to thank you for the tremendous amount of work you have done on the Environmental Commission over the last couple of years. Okay. Those of us from the outside view it as a tremendous amount of work.
I take it well.
Thank you. Thank you for your good faith. Mary Tullis, reappointment for a 3-year term as a regular member, ending 12/31/19. Is Mary here?
No, she's not.
And Kimberly Feelong as alternate 1 for 2 years, expiring on December 31, 2018. She's replacing Danielle Van Salisbury. I'm sorry, I always screwed that one up. So let's go back to council members' appointments of council committees. Okay.
Mr. Hamilton has said that he would be, if Ms. Malkin is amenable, he'd be willing to switch between utilities and administration.
Nothing's not amenable.
You're not amenable.
Well, for a couple of reasons, I'll
okay.
explain.
Okay, that's enough. It's all right.
Okay.
If you want to.
As for my input, having spent 4 years as mayor and 10 years on the school board, having written and revised contracts, negotiated contracts with employees, came up with evaluation forms so that employees can be fairly evaluated and so we can decide whether or not to rehire based on past performance, and a number of other things that I have experience with and a lot of experience with on public bodies, which is a whole different animal than private industry, I would love to be on utilities because that's where I think I could do the public the most good.
You are on utilities.
No, I'm sorry, administration. Because I think there's a lot of work to be done there, and I'd like to be part of that if it's possible. So I'd like to hold out and see if there's any other way that we can work this out so that I could be where I can do the most good and not be in areas that I really have little interest or little experience with.
So you are currently on, no, I'm just saying out loud, finance, public works, and utilities.
Yeah, I'd like to stay on finance because I think my experience is worthwhile there.
Could you and Jill switch administration, public works?
I'm willing to.
But I'm already on administration, so then I'd be on twice.
Right. That's why you need colors.
Yes, exactly.
Since Stacy is already on public works, could she step up to head of public works? And
no. Thank you.
Tell us how you really feel.
Just like trying
no,
to.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, then perhaps we need a little more time with this as well.
For the record, I'm totally fine with all of this.
Okay, well, I mean, Michael's certainly entitled to ask to change if somebody wants to switch. I'm not going to, if you want to continue the conversation for a little bit, I'm not going to call for a vote. You guys chat.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yes, well, you are yourselves. So. Because the next thing is public comment, so I'd like if you guys can, actually, no, I'm going to change that. I need you guys to do this.
Well, I don't see... You know, I really want to hold out. I really would like to be involved with administration because I think there's a lot that needs to be done there, and I would like to be able to dig in and do that work for the public. And if Peggy wants to be on administration and Jill wants to remain on administration, Stacy still wants to be chair, I don't see where there's any room for me to be included on that committee. However, that's where my interest is, and my interest is not going to be... I don't think the public's interest is going to be served by me being the chair of public works, you know. So I'm going to be involved with some important functions there, but I don't think nearly as important and as meaningful as the work that can be done on the administration committee, which I think is a really important committee of the council.
Well, you're always willing to, I mean, to make recommendations.
Yeah.
But
no, I'm not.
I, So may I? So that's the rule. That's the resolution or the ordinance that every member of the council has to be chair of one of these committees.
Yes, and on two others. Yep.
I still say that Michael has some rather heavy experience in this direction. Might I ask?
I would point out, however, before we go too far, that Ms. Bona and Ms. Lapodi also have experience in this.
Well, I know what Mike's is.
Dr. Lapodi is the former head of the DEP's radiology department.
Can she speak for herself? I heard Michael speak for himself. Mike, not Michael, I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, it's up to the councilwoman.
I'd be happy to review my resume with Joe.
Well, just, you know, outstanding.
But I have
administrative points like
sure.
Just
I have 27 years of service with the state of New Jersey. I had 165 employees. I managed a budget of $5.1 million. And so I have budgeting experience, personnel experience with personnel issues, experience with personnel records, experience with personnel personality conflict. Yes, I was a manager, and that's what you do. You manage people. So administration is something that I've done. I've also served on the boards of several nonprofits. So I was on the board of the National Council on Radiation Protection and Measurement, and that involved also budgeting and financial and personnel issues. I chaired the Conference of Radiation Control Program Directors. I could go on, but I really have a lot of experience in administration and finance. Okay. But my love is utilities, and I want to stay on utilities.
Okay. All right. Now, Stacy.
Currently, I am an executive assistant / office manager for a small manufacturing firm. Because of the size of our firm, I also take on a lot of human resources responsibilities. For 4.5 years, I had been the time administrator for our facility. I've also been a hiring manager at Princeton University, Mobil, and Intel Corporation when they had a facility back in Plainsboro back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. I work very closely with our human resources department and our company. Our facility is a small firm, but globally, we have many facilities worldwide. So I work very closely with our larger facility in Connecticut with their human resources, applications, so forth.
Right. Now, may I ask, has there ever been a question of who's on what committee?
Every year, and then people work it out.
And how do you work it out?
Somebody either decides to switch with Michael or they don't. If they don't, we call for a vote.
Okay.
So, you want
to? There's nobody willing to yield, and I'm not willing to yield. I wanted to get elected to this position so I could do the best given my skills and experience set on this public body, and using that information and using that knowledge and my experience as a public official to do work that really dig in and work. I know a lot of people were wondering what to expect from me. That's what you can expect. That's what I want to do, is dig in and do the work that this council, that the public really demands. And
good.
Yeah, and I think it's great, too, and I think it's great that we have such well-qualified council members, and judging from everybody's experience. And, I would just like to be part of that committee.
So may I call for a vote?
No, I call for a vote.
Sorry.
And I would like to give him a little more time if he wants some more time.
But also, I think, why not delay this as well until the 21st, since committees often just extend
that. Because this is the reorganization meeting. We've got to get on with Mike.
Well,
I'm sorry.
But one of the things that's happened that you've been – that you've talked vocally about, is that the committees don't sometimes actually meet due to expediency. Something happens, the committee chair shows up somewhere, that's considered a meeting, okay?
No, I'm sorry. That may be your view. That's not what I've said. Just so we're clear.
I could show you where you said it, but I'm not going to debate that with you.
Okay.
I think there was an argument as to whether or not committees actually run as committees or not as committees. Mm-hmm. They seem to be operating more as commissioners. The chairs seem to be operating more as commissioners. Mm-hmm. They do whatever they can do because it's hard to get three people together on the same schedule. We know from trying to get six people or seven people together on the same schedule how difficult that can be, and I understand that. But I don't think that the committee system is operating the way that it was designed to operate, and that's something that needs to be addressed in administration and possibly through the administrative code, too. And I think the public would be best represented if it was. So I'm not willing to yield, and I won't vote in favor of these committee assignments.
I would like to read you so that we are clear as to what the administration committee does. One, develop and recommend personnel policies and procedures.
I'm clear. I know what the administration
committee does. I want the public to be aware.
Sure.
Two, develop and recommend purchasing policies and procedures. Three, oversee insurance policies and coverage. Four, employee relations and evaluations. Five, liaison to the borough administrator. There not being a borough administrator, that would be me. It doesn't have to do with the structure or actions of the committees. Any council person can say, I want the committees to meet more often, and that's certainly a good, valid point that we should discuss, but I don't think it necessarily comes out of administration. I don't think we should put everything off till the next meeting. I am going to ask for a vote.
Can I just say something?
Sure.
I also have extensive experience in administration and managing employees. I was senior investigator for the New Jersey Department of Civil Rights investigating employment discrimination. So I've dealt extensively with employees. I would be willing to switch, Mike, to give you my spot, but I don't want to go in utilities. So if you can plug me in somewhere else.
Let's work something out. Who would like to go in utilities? What would you like to go on that you're not on?
I guess environmental health or safety. There's not too many left.
Okay, I'll switch with you then. Go to utilities then.
You'll go to utilities? Okay. And I'll go environmental health.
Okay. That goes away guaranteed, doesn't it?
What's that?
On utilities?
No, environmental health and safety.
Right, okay. Yeah, I see. Okay. Right.
Or, let's see.
So how does that work?
Would somebody else like to be in utilities? And I think go in finance. You can go in finance or something.
Do you want finance?
Why don't you stay in?
You're on finance.
I'm just let me think this down. Wait a second.
You might want a colored version.
I'm not that interested
with
in
moving puzzle
really.
Pieces.
Yeah, and I'm not really that interested in utilities. I want to facilitate this, but I'm not that interested in utilities.
Thank you.
I'm
already on
utilities.
You're already on utilities.
Yeah, I'm already on
utilities. There's a lot I want to say too, Dan.
Wouldn't it just be like if I go with environmental health and safety, Mike, you go to Mike Ticton goes to utilities.
Okay, what about Stacy? Would you go to utilities and I can stay on environmental health and safety? I would like to stay on environmental health and safety.
From where?
Just be a member. Stacy is on environmental health and safety. So
already.
Peggy goes to environmental health and safety. Mm-hmm. Stacy goes to Mike's place on utilities. And Mike goes to Peggy's place on administration.
That's fine with me.
If it'll get us moving, sure.
It'll get us moving. Okay,
can
good.
Can you say it again, Mike?
Okay.
Yeah.
Environment administration, Bona, Lapote, Hamilton.
Right.
Okay. Utilities, Lapote, Bona, Trammell.
Right.
Right?
That's going on.
And environmental health and safety, Trammell, me, and Peggy.
So, fire department and first aid is Joe Trammell, Michael Ticton, and Peggy Mountain.
Right.
Be interesting here.
agree?
Ah, yes. No, we don't agree yet. We need a motion.
Okay. I'll make that motion since I caused all the trouble.
You make the motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay.
Before we vote on it, I just wanted to thank the mayor and the council for doing what they did in switching positions and making it.
So let me be clear what we're voting on, and correct me if I'm unclear or wrong. Administration: Stacy Bona, Jill Lapote, Michael Hamilton. Utilities: Jill Lapote, Stacy Bona, Joe Trammell. Public Works: Michael Hamilton, Stacy Bona, Jill Lapote. Community Development and Code Enforcement: Mr. Tickton, Mr. Trammell, Ms. Malkin. Environmental Health and Safety: Mr. Trammell, Mr. Tickton, Ms. Malkin. Finance: Ms. Malkin, Mr. Hamilton, Mr. Tickton. Is that right?
I think so.
Okay. Can we, any discussion at the table, any more discussion at the table?
After we vote, if it's approved, can Kelly print up new?
No, because this is mine. So I'll have to do it, which means I have to remember the colors, but it's okay. So we have a motion and a second.
I second.
Do we have any further discussion? No, that was seconded long ago.
You're the second.
Somewhere out having lunch.
You're the third.
And can we get a roll call, please?
Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Lapote?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickton?
Aye.
Mr. Trammell?
Aye.
Good. We now move to public comment, ladies and gentlemen. Does anybody in the public have anything to say in connection with the reorganization meeting? I need to warn you, we are about to go into a regular meeting. So if you have comments about the reorganization meeting, great. If you have comments about just regular comments, we'll do that in the regular meeting. So, yes, ma'am. Jeff Sean,
Roosevelt. Roosevelt. 18 Tomorrow Drive. I just wanted to say, referring to the discussion about hiring employees and public discussion of their names and all that. Every agenda that I've seen in the meetings that I've attended always has a closed session if needed. And I don't remember any closed sessions being called. I do remember the meeting where Peggy asked for information about that. And I feel that the obvious response should have been, very well, we will have a closed session afterwards and talk about that. Wouldn't that be appropriate?
Yes.
So that would have solved a lot.
Maureen Parrott, 2 Tomorrow Drive. I just have questions about the...
Could you just give her 1 second?
P-A-R-R-O-T-T.
Sorry, we're all new to her, so...
I just have questions about the availability of the borough clerk to the public in terms of how would we contact her when she's not there, and how would we know when she is going to be there?
The plan was to set a schedule. We have a deputy borough clerk, and we have other staff members who are here from 8:30 to 4:30.
I understand, but I wanted to know, they're not certified or registered municipal clerks, are they?
They don't have to be. A deputy clerk does not have to be. I want to make this clear. If you go into East Windsor or Hightstown or Princeton or any of the surrounding towns, there will be a person at the counter, and there will be a deputy clerk there who handles most of the interfaces with the public. We work the same way because it is less expensive and more efficient. There is, I'm just saying, in 99%, 95% of the cases, there is no reason that you have to be face-to-face with a certified borough clerk. You have to be face-to-face with somebody from the clerk's office, and those people are available. But generally, we would expect her to be here from about 4:30 to 6:30.
Will those hours be posted for the public? Because previously I had shown up at hours that the fire clerk was supposed to be there and wasn't there. And I understand it may not be required, but
But the interesting part is that you have shown up and refused to do anything with anybody other than that particular clerk, which is not how our office works.
I've never done that.
I don't mean refused. You're showing up to talk to a particular person. And I'm just saying the borough office is open during these hours, and anybody there can, in most cases, is very willing to help. So we will be posting the hours, which would be, I think right now they're 8:30 to 4:30, and we're going to be having discussions, as I mentioned before, about what nights it would make most sense for them to be open a little later so that people can come in later.
Will she be getting her emails when she's not here?
I assume that she will. You can pick them up.
I mean, okay, so that will happen even if she's in Millstone?
If it's sent to clerk@roosevelt.nj.org, the borough clerk and the deputy clerk and the administrative assistant all get them.
Okay, I have another question, which is, are the roosevelt.nj.org email addresses confidential and accessible only to the named person in that email, or can other persons that work for the borough or are in the council or the mayor access those emails, the contents?
I'm sorry, what do you mean by access them?
The contents of an email. For example, if an email were sent to Mike Hamilton at his borough NJ, could anyone else see that email?
Pursuant to an OPA request, if it wasn't within one of the exemptions, yes.
No, I don't mean that. I mean anyone else, such as yourself or anyone on the council, the clerk.
Yeah, generally those, all emails are available. There's no secret emails. That's one of the reasons why I'm asking everybody to use their RooseveltNJ.org emails, because those are public records in accordance with OPA.
I don't mean OPA. So that Mike Hamilton could read any email that the mayor gets, is that what you're saying?
No, I don't think so, not unless he asked for an OPA request, in which case...
I guess I'm not making it clear.
No, you're making it clear.
Is it
I'm not making it clear.
To other people? If I get an email
no
to myself.
No email, document, letter, correspondence of any type, which is sent to or from the governing body, unless it falls within certain exemptions, is confidential. They are all subject to OPA. Whether I go to Mike and I say, hey, Mike, can I see that email? Or I go to the clerk and say, I need to see that email. Here's an OPA request. You should not assume that any communication you send to any person on the governing body or in connection with the government is confidential. It is not.
Okay, that's good to know. But what I wanted to know is, could one of you read without asking another person on the council's email? Could you read an email that Mike Hamilton got because you set up the server, for example?
No, not without changing all of his passwords.
No? Okay.
You know, but if IT changed his passwords and we had those passwords, yes. But in fact, IT could get those.
Who does IT?
We have various consultants. I'm one of the people who sets up the emails.
So you could get them?
I could get them if I changed his... Well, I'd have to change his password, sign in as him, not knowing what his last password was, coming back out and doing it again. Technically, it's possible, but being the IT guy that I am, having dealt with the IT guys that I do, I call up the IT guy and say, hey, could you go on the server and get me the emails from Mike Hamilton? And he would provide them, just as Mike could call up and say, you know, we have an OPA request. I mean, he wouldn't do it without an OPA request, but the IT guy can go in and open any email. Anywhere, anytime. You should assume that.
Well, one of the questions I have that's related to something that Ms. Parrott mentioned is that when an elected official wants access to information, you're saying that all elected officials have to apply for it via an OPA request?
No, I didn't say that.
What did you say?
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
Okay.
What I meant was that all of the documents are subject to the OPA exceptions, are discoverable under OPA.
Yeah.
The procedure by which a townsperson or a councilperson obtains that is going to vary by town and by process.
Okay, if I came to you and said I want a recording of a meeting, and I asked the borough clerk to give that to me and to put it on a CD, would that require an OPA request or any other public officials?
We do that all the time. I think Joe did that.
I tried to do that.
On Saturday, yeah.
He gave me a few, but I needed more than that.
Yeah, but I told you could come back.
Yeah.
I said if you could pop back in, and I would do it for you.
Let's be clear, okay?
Please.
Because this is
please
an
do.
Issue.
Please
I don't want to bring this. I want to bring this up. I'm not sure this is the time to be discussing it, but all of those tapes are deliverable at least for 80 days to anybody on the council who wants them. Okay. What you can't do is walk in and say, "I need these tapes in 20 minutes." Okay, because they have to be gathered, downloaded, tracked, all the rest of it. So
well,
it takes
in my particular case, I called in and said, can I come down?
Right, and she was able to provide some of them and then said, I'm looking for some of the others that you're, because they're out of sequence. Whatever.
Well, might I ask now, before the 60 days is up, could you put all of November and December on a CD for me? I appreciate that.
Okay. All right. So, anyway, short answer is tapes are opposed to.
Just following up on what I believe the point Marie is trying to make, I think that all council members should have equal access to whatever documents are sent into any email, you know, mayor and council members, and that should not require an OPA request, since I think council members certainly have a right of access to this. This would be a common law right of access that should not require OPA.
Yeah.
Well, I think it depends on the content, but I don't have any problem with that.
Yeah, but I'm
generally
saying if you have the access to it, the members of council should have the same access. That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also,
okay, let's back up here. Okay, sure, no problem. Go for it.
Okay.
All you need to do is to figure out how to do it.
Here's
the problem. Okay, so you want everybody to have access to everything as a webmaster, then I resign as webmaster. And you guys can figure out how to do it. Because
so if you were webmaster, then, sir, if you were webmaster, sir, Jeff, if you were webmaster, you would have basically administrative rights to the server.
No, absolutely not. We're talking about the email.
I'm talking about the server.
I'm talking about the server. Okay, what about it?
If you're administrator, if you're webmaster, you have rights to it. You can go into it and look at any file you want.
I respectfully point out that you are confused about the structure of the network and access. First of all, there are several servers. Okay, there are the servers that are our web hosts. We don't control those servers. We control a small portion of a hard drive. Okay. Then you have the mail servers. The mail servers are somewhere up in Carteret, and you have somebody who assigns the passwords. Then we have yet a third set, or third server, which is in the building, and that server has our documents, our financial data, etc. So I don't control any server.
How long have we had each type of server? Are they all the same kind of date that they were installed? Or is it this past year, this past 2 years, this past 5 years?
It's all over the place. I mean, we got...
You're talking three different dates, basically.
I'm not sure it matters.
When did you put the servers in the building here?
I did not put the servers in the building here. We have servers that are several years old, actually more than several years old, which is a problem now because we're trying to move over the new billing system to allow people to pay their bills, which is why it is that we have that,
I remember you talking to the financial guys about changing software program for taxes, for finances, for stuff like that. So that's a server
in there.
Okay.
Then we have a... Let me suggest that we get into the regular meeting and then we can come back to this. Because this is... You know, this is getting painful.
All right, so we're talking really access to information from for the council members, I think, is the bottom line. So.
Right, and my bottom line is that it's not nearly as simple as you think it is. It's not that I go onto a computer somewhere and say, I want to see Mike's emails.
Should the council members have access to...
No. No, nor should they have, and we can hire somebody to do it for us. But if you think every council member should be mucking around in the servers, I respectfully suggest that that's a terrible
idea. I'm not
idea.
Saying mucking around. I'm saying getting information.
I'm saying you have to muck around to do that. And so we need to, let's get an IT person who will handle that. You can make a request to the IT person. They can go in.
What committee does that come under?
We'll call the IT person and see if there's somebody that we can designate.
Administration, I guess.
Yeah.
Couldn't we have the IT person come speak to the council? We can ask specific questions.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Go to town, folks.
That's where you get everybody's input. Right. On it, right?
Right?
Because, I mean, I'll be honest, I have not used my Roosevelt email address.
It's a real problem.
Because
that's why I'm bringing it up.
Well, I did not feel secure in it, and that's why.
What didn't you feel secure?
I didn't know who had access to reading it.
Once again, so... Huh?
No.
Yeah. Are we having a problem with the last election with emails and you're not...
Just a point of order. Is this a public session?
Or? It is the public session.
It is. Good.
Yes.
Good.
We're interrupting the public session. Please.
Then she needs to come up and...
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm not
yeah,
sure
we need to be
are.
Quiet.
I'm sorry. Sharon Unger, 21 Farm Lane. Didn't we just have an election where a candidate lost pretty much because of using the wrong servers, the wrong... Hillary Clinton. Hello.
That's only out of my mind. Right, I'm moved
that's
on.
That's federal, right? I would not put myself in the same class.
Yeah, I've moved
on. Well, you're all talking about sharing this, sharing that. I mean, so you want... One person has to share everything. Well... These guys, the other people can have little meetings and stuff like that yourselves. Like, all of you need to share everything. We live in a small town.
You're aware of that? That's what we're trying to do, have a much more open, transparent...
But it's not transparent. It's not open. How I'm seeing this here, it's not.
In what way?
Yeah, tell us more.
In what way? What do you think?
What am I saying? Like, you just bullied your way to get your position where you wanted to be in the committee.
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
What do you think? I don't want to do this. I'm going to stay here.
That's not what I said. What I said is...
I'm not saying it's word
excuse
for
me,
word.
Because you...
It is the public session, Mike.
You're directing questions to me.
I'm making a statement.
You're making a statement. And all I wanted to say is I didn't say that. I said that this is where I could represent the public much better because
of
my
experience.
Yeah, but
there's other people here that can represent the public, too.
Please, Ms. Unger, please
I don't
direct the
it.
Questions to the chair. Please, Mike.
Sure.
Okay. Finish them up.
Okay, but I'm just saying, it's like, I feel like I'm here tonight, and it's like wasting my time. I mean, we have a vote that goes out. People don't like it. Let's go around and get, you know, say that those people's votes don't count.
Sharon, I mean, please direct it to me.
Okay. Yes, sir. But I mean, that's my feelings. Yeah. Like I said, I feel like I'm supposed to be part of this town. I've been here for quite a long time. Probably not as long as a lot of other people here, but I've been here for a while. I pay my taxes. I pay my water bill. I pay all that on time. Represent me. Represent the people. I mean, people have, I know everybody has their own agenda, but when people talk, listen to them. You know? It just seems like the majority, I mean, not the majority, it just seems like everybody has this, like, get over it. Obvious. I mean, welcome.
Other questions or comments from the public? Do we have a motion to adjourn the reorganization meeting?
Move to adjourn the reorganization meeting.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? We now surprisingly moved into